our children need to read. In order to be successful in all other subjects, they need to be proficient in reading by the end of third grade. If they are not, their ability to accept academic challenges, pursue their chosen path after graduation, and become lifelong learners in a globally collaborative society is impaired. North Carolina loses as well. In the spring of 2019, in response to reading proficiency scores that were not improving, the state board went to work. We knew that teachers were as disheartened as we were by the lack of reading progress, and we needed to support them with knowledge and skills to improve instruction. The board adopted a 9-point framework for improving early literacy. DPI was charged with developing action steps for each of the priorities. In addition, a literacy task force was formed and tasked with making recommendations for modifications to educator preparation and licensure to support the improvement of K-3 reading instruction. Included in that work was crafting a definition of high quality reading instruction that goes beyond phonics instruction to include the acquisition of language, phonological and phonemic awareness, accurate and efficient word identification and spelling, world knowledge, and comprehension. That definition is grounded in the science of reading, a body of research that has deepened our understanding of how children learn to read. During the past 2 years, we have learned from states that are seeing strong reading growth where instruction is guided by the science of reading. We know from them that to be successful, there must be close alignment between the three branches of government, along with support from education partners, philanthropy, and the business community. It is our strength that this alignment exists in North Carolina. We appreciate the work of the General Assembly for its recent legislation, which supports our work, unifying our approach to address the reading needs of our students through the science of reading. We look forward to increased collaboration with the legislature on future actions to improve our children's education. This is another step towards meeting the goals outlined in our strategic plan and in Superintendent Truitt's Polaris plan, which we will hear more about tomorrow. Most importantly, this is a step toward improving our students' reading ability and with that, their future opportunities.